Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Super Bowl edition. Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro with you on this Tuesday, broadcasting from Radio Row in Mall of America. The Eagles once again meeting the media on Tuesday, head coach Doug Peterson, along with 10 players at the podium. Still no practice. The team doesn't get back on the practice field until Wednesday, so it has been a lot of media. The Eagles went over to the University of Minnesota to get their conditioning work in and get a sense of the surroundings. All thumbs up for the accommodations here. But for the most part, it has been a media-driven week for the Eagles. So let's dive right into it with Doug Peterson leading the way. Obviously, hundreds of reporters wanting to learn more about the second-year head coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, who's gotten his team one win away from its first Lombardi Trophy. Here is what Doug Peterson had to say about preparing the team, making sure the Eagles stay on course, and at the same time, get ready to play their best game of the season in Super Bowl 52.
Our guys don't read into too much about what's written or said. Our guys just go about their business every single day. We know what we're faced against. We know the opponent we're going against. A lot of respect for them, obviously, and what they've done and what they've accomplished. And it's about what we do, you know, how our players handle this week and eliminate distractions and eliminate the noise and how well they prepare and get themselves ready to go. You know, we just have to make sure that, you know, we're all focused. And it's a commitment to, obviously, to the team, to the organization, to stay on top of that and try to put your guys in the best possible scenario and situation on game day to expect certain things. And, you know, we just continue to prepare this week that way. But, yeah, it's all about the situations. And those are the things that we keep studying every day. You know, the week itself, I mean, you know, a lot of obligations. Guys get pulled in a lot of different directions. We can't lose sight of that either. There is a game at the end of the week, and, you know, my job is to make sure that the guys stay mentally plugged in this week, and that's why the routine will remain the same and we stay focused on task.
Quarterback Nick Foles goes up against the best of all time, Tom Brady, who's got 5 Super Bowl rings and 4 Foles. This is an exciting time. He's looking forward to playing against the Patriot defense, not caught up in the hype of Brady after 2 sensational playoff games. Foles feels like he and the offense are headed in the right direction for Sunday. Nick Foles meeting the media.
I don't know how to explain it. You just sort of block it out. In this moment, you appreciate it. It's awesome to be here, and this is part of it, and you just sort of embrace it. But at the same time, I think that's where you know what you have to do each day to prepare for the game, and that's what you focus on. Make sure you get that stuff done before coming here. So, you know, we've been working before we got here, preparing the body, preparing the mind before, you know, you get the interview, and then it's only a Tuesday. So just continue to rest, getting ready for the game. So I think when you approach it that way, it keeps it in perspective and doesn't get too big. Obviously, this is a big game, and I'm sure once we get to Super Bowl Sunday, out there, it'll be pretty wild, but just honing back in on the game as fast as possible. Like I said, I'm grateful to be here, to be a part of this organization. I can't wait to play the game. And after the game, you know, that's where you have time to sort of reflect on the year, and that's what we'll do. I'll spend time with my family, use that family time. You know, Tom, he's just a guy that goes to work every single day. He's always working to improve, and that's something you admire. We have a great coaching staff, great players around that we just continue to work at practice, continue to do all the little extra things, continue to fine-tune the game plan. I talked to, you know, Coach Peterson, Coach Wright, Coach DeFilippo about our game plan, different things I like, different ways of doing things, and then they showed me why and how. And then just, you know, playing at home is always wonderful, but this is a neutral site for both teams, and, you know, I'm excited about it. I know there's going to be a lot of Philly fans here. I know the Eagles fans, they travel well, so I'm excited to see how many we have.
I'm punter Donnie Jones of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank goodness for Donnie Jones.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Among those other players at the podium on Tuesday, I had a chance to speak to Trey Burton, Eagles tight end, who talked about the hustle and bustle of tickets, accommodations, friends he hasn't heard from in a long time who want to be part of his Super Bowl experience.
Because that was the craziest thing I've ever experienced the first couple days after winning, just random numbers, random people, you know, friends from, you know, old days you haven't talked to in, you know, 10 years. But, you know, it's all fun, man. You know, it's really exciting. It's part of it. You got to embrace it and just have a good time.
More from Burton here on Doug Peterson, who's shown so much confidence in this offense in 2 years, going forward on fourth down, making sure the game plan is aggressive. It's something that the Eagles players recognize and appreciate, certainly in Burton's case.
It means that he has a lot of confidence in his guys. It means he's playing to win, you know, in my opinion. A lot of people don't call some of those plays at those certain, like, especially, like, you go back to last week, we played Minnesota, we have 26 seconds left on the clock, and we're on our 20-yard line. We end up kicking a field goal. Like, bro, no one does that, you know, and just shows the confidence he has in Foles, the O-line, you know, trickles down to, you know, everybody. Every situation is so unique, you know, so I can't really say yes, but, you know, depending on the situation, you hope at certain times that he goes for it, and at other times, you know, obviously you can't go for it.
One of the team's most emotional players, defensive tackle Tim Jernigan, is already hyped up. He talks about what it will feel like at kickoff and bottling all that energy now, saving it up for Super Bowl 52.
I know it's going to be crazy inside of that stadium, man. I haven't had a chance to go inside of the stadium yet, but they say it's a beautiful piece of work, man. I'm ready to just go in there and play and let it all hang out. I'm ready just to take it day by day. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I got good guys beside me like Fletch and Brandon and guys like that, man, just veteran guys just to keep me in my place and, you know, keep me calm and things like that. You know, I'm just following the lead. I mean, they are who they are. I mean, they're a great football team. You know, Tom is a great quarterback. Obviously, you know, he's arguably the best to ever do it. And it shows when you watch the film, it shows you understand why they're able to go and compete for Super Bowls, you know, almost every year. Man, it's just been exciting, man. You can just see the excitement in everybody's face. You know, everybody just want to kind of press fast forward to Sunday and let's get it on. But, you know, we just got to trust the process, man, and do the little things and everything that it takes to be able to go out there on Sunday and be successful.
And that will do it for this Eagles Live podcast, Super Bowl edition. We're back on Wednesday. Doug Peterson, some insights to Peterson and what makes him tick. Make sure you tune in and take a listen. Thanks for joining, everyone. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. And the Eagles, as we know, one win away from Super Bowl 52. Thanks, everyone. Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. I'll be back tomorrow. Fly, Eagles, fly. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.